Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, August 22, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Stonegate updates coverage on NZX Limited NZSE 1H25. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on NZX Limited for the first half of 2025. NZX reported revenue, operating profit, and EBITDA of $61.7 million, $11.6 million, and $24.1 million, respectively, slightly below Stonegate's estimates. The company raised $11.9 billion in capital and listed in the first half, with a significant portion from the Fonterra Co-op Group transfer. Smart, previously known as Smart Shares, ended the half with FUM of $14.0 billion, up 3.8% from the previous period. Wealth Technologies closed with $17.6 billion in FUA, driven by new client migrations and market returns. NZX maintained a solid financial position, ending the half with $14.2 million in cash. The company reiterated its 2025 EBITDA guidance range of $49 million to $54 million, reflecting strong performance across core segments.
Intention Dotley wins prestigious Gramercy Institute Financial Content Marketing Award. Intention Dotley, the go-to growth engine for financial services firms, has won the 2025 Gramercy Institute Financial Content Marketing Award in the Wealth Management Business to Intermediary category for their work with integrated partners on the Organic Growth Toolkit. The award recognizes excellence in financial content marketing, judged by leaders in the financial services industry. The Organic Growth Toolkit helped financial advisors accelerate business growth through various strategies and captured 168 qualified leads at a cost per lead of $142.70. The success of the toolkit led integrated partners to use it in advisor recruitment efforts. Intention.ly's CEO, Kelly Waltrich, emphasized the importance of providing value over sales pitches. The winning entry transformed traditional sales collateral into a strategic resource backed by proprietary data. For more information about Intention.ly, visit their website.
ABVC Biopharma receives $100,000 milestone payment from 4Seacon, strengthening Vitargus licensing deal. ABVC Biopharma Inc. has received a $100,000 milestone payment from 4Seacon I Corporation under their global licensing agreement for Vitargus. This brings the total cash licensing payments received to $495,000. The licensing deal includes equity consideration, cash payments, and potential sales royalties totaling up to $63.5 million. Vitargus is a biodegradable vitreous substitute designed for retinal detachment surgery, offering significant market potential in ophthalmology. ABVC's CEO, Dr. Uttam Patil, believes this collaboration positions the company for both short-term financial benefits and long-term commercial success. 4Seacon CEO, Jerry Chang, expressed confidence in Vitargus's regulatory and commercial prospects. This partnership enhances ABVC's financial standing in ophthalmology and underscores its commitment to delivering shareholder value while addressing the global market for retinal disease treatments. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.